Well, first, I would preface by saying that, as you noted, reputation, there's a lot of limitations to that term, right? There's
A lot.
a lot of places that reputation comes from. But I also would add that I think you kind of laid out that upper schools have a reputation running from like bad to neutral. But I disagree. There are people who really love
Oh,
the
there
upper
are.
school experience. So I hear people who are very excited about what's happening at the upper schools. So I think there's a full range there too. So and
I cut this
some
question short, but there's very much within Putnam, the most contentious school. There's a group of parents who are really concerned about sending their kids there, and there's a second group of parents who are really excited about the school, and you see that playing out in a lot of the school committee meetings and other contexts.
It's complex, right? So we've got to honor all of those experiences, right? And also make sure that we're always lifting up the things that we're doing. But what we should be ready to do at any time an issue arises, like the one you're identifying at Putnam Ave Upper School, where we're seeing outcomes that are not only falling short of what we want to be achieving with our kids and how we want to be serving our kids, but are not even aligned with what's happening in other schools, right? We should have, I would say, like kind of a rapid reaction force. Like, we just need to have all hands on deck. Not that we drop everything else that we need to do, but we need to just make sure we address this stuff, that we bring in the additional resources that are needed, whatever those might be, that we, and not in a confrontational, antagonistic way too. I think there's too much of that. It happens in schools. Everybody, I believe, that every parent and caregiver wants the best for their child, and that's their priority. And also, I actually think that they want what's best for everybody in the community. We
By and
expect,
large, yes.
yeah, I mean, look, we expect everybody to prioritize their own child. That's what they're supposed to do. But, as a,
Sometimes when people don't, things go not the right way, actually.
as a school committee member, I would see my responsibility as paradoxical as it might sound, prioritizing everyone's kids.
Yes.
And I also think that though I'm
Most school
not,
committee
I
members
though I
do.
want the best thing for my kids, I also I'm not running because I'm concerned for them. I am fortunate enough to be able to supplement whatever I feel like I need. But I don't think that they're going to get their richest education possible if they're in schools that aren't serving all kids well and where we're falling short on some of the measures
I
that we've
think
discussed.
that's the core problem is schools seem to serve all kids well, and if they don't, all kids are harmed if any kids are left out. But let's get back to opera
Well, that's
schools.
a well, that's
You
a and I think that's a great
suggested.
point. Well, what I well, so I'm what I'm what I'm saying is that with the upper schools, we need to look at each school individually and what's happening as a whole. We need to. I think that we are at risk of losing an opportunity to take the best of what was happening in grades 6 through 8 when we had K-8 schools and build on that in our upper schools. That transition is very disruptive going to the upper school setup, but now we've got it, and I think that as we this relates to something I think happens throughout the district, which is teachers or teams of teachers, even entire schools, might do something really wonderful. It's working really great. It's getting great results. And not have an infrastructure in place support to either build on it, that it can get cut because something else comes in without a real process of deciding is this worth what we're losing to bring in this new thing. But also an infrastructure to help grow these throughout the district and look at whether what's happening, for example, if Vaseline Upper School is having great success with moving the needle on math, let's look at it, if their approach will work at Putnam Ave. Is there something different about the way the schools are structured that it needs to be adapted? But are we looking at the strengths that we already have? And again, taking the work that happened over really over decades in those 6 through 8 classrooms and seeing what works from that in these new upper school classrooms rather than just we're starting from scratch. We have that opportunity that we're still relatively new and still starting from scratch in a sense, But we've got the resource of these teachers and these families and this history of things that we've done that always need to evolve with the times and be reevaluated. I don't have a specific answer for the Putnam Ave Upper School math results. I'm not going to be able to tell you.
It's one part of the question. Yeah, I wanted to understand the general approach.
But just to say, like, I'm not going to be able to tell you, like, we should teach a little bit more of this or use this approach more than this. But we should be looking, and we should not just let it slide. If any of our kids are not succeeding, and figure out what the issue really is.